Join me in prayer. Loving and merciful and mighty and righteous and just God, we love you. We love you with everything in our hearts. Our hearts, our minds, our soul, and all our strength, Lord, we love you. Lord, we worship you this day and pray that our songs and our words and our prayers are a fragrant offering to you, a pleasant and pleasing incense for you, a true sacrifice of our praise. Lord God, we are in hard times, and your children are suffering. In the Old Testament, when your people cried out to you in humble repentance, in meekness and expressing their pain, you heard their cries and you rescued them. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us of our ignorance and our idolatry. We have set up altars in the high places to false gods. We have worshiped the gods of self-sufficiency and security, of self-aggrandizement and self-service. We have set up idols of busyness, and we have been reckless in our reverence of you and our true worship. Forgive us, Lord. Help us to fall on our knees in humble obedience to your will at this time. Lord, I pray for the least of these among us, those who are sick with the virus that has plagued us. Heal them in the name of Jesus, we pray. Send your Holy Spirit upon our land again. I pray for the broken and for the scared, for the lonely and for the anxious. I pray for the children, Lord, who are confused and frightened, and for the elderly who are dependent upon the charity of others to not contract this deadly illness. I pray for those dealing with mental and psychological struggles and for those who have lost loved ones due to this virus. Show the people your tender mercies, just as Jesus did, the one who touched and healed the leper and the sick, the one who healed those tortured by spirits of fear, those who are shackled and oppressed. Liberate and heal your people, Lord Jesus, we pray. We pray this both for those at MLEPC, our church, and those in our community and in our country and in our entire world, Lord God. May we turn back to you with all our hearts. May we humble ourselves and pray so that you may heal the land. We pray these things even as we pray the words that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Oh, you all again for joining us for worship today. I hope that your heart has been blessed. I hope that those of you who have family at home are able to join together, or if you're alone like me, I hope that God was able to help you know that you are not alone in the midst of this season. Obviously, it was hard to pass an offering plate today. If you would like to offer your tithes and offerings to the church, you can do that on our website, mlepc.org. At the very, very bottom, there's a button that says donate. You can mail your checks to the church, or you can set up an electronic funds transfer where money goes from your account to ours. That's an easy way to do an automatic payment. If you'd like more information about any of those options, please call the church. And if you have any needs, if you would like someone to pray with you, we are all available. You can call the church office, and we would love to speak with you on the phone and pray with you. We're even getting better at video conferencing, so if you would like to try that as we pray together, we would be happy to do that as well. Sometimes it's really nice to see each other's faces. And we do continue to pray that God will be in the middle of this, that he will be glorified, that what the enemy has intended for evil, God would use for good. And I pray that for every single one of your lives, as we do the church, be the church, even when we're far from the church. And now, brothers and sisters, you can probably say this with me. To him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to the power that is already at work within you, to him be glory in you, the church, and through Jesus Christ for all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace and blessing and the love of the Lord. Amen.